Hello and welcome to episode 19 of Write a Novel in 30 Days, the podcast dedicated to writing your novel in 30 days. I'm your host, Darren Blake, and although this podcast is all about National Novel Writing Month, we're not affiliated with NaNoWriMo in any way. Today, I am bringing you a topic that, once again, I should have covered earlier in the month, probably somewhere during week two. I want to talk to you about that little person sitting on your left shoulder, and sometimes your right shoulder, and sometimes both shoulder, and whispering into your ear or ears. Horrible, nasty, rotten things about everything that you're writing. I want to talk to you about the inner editor. Dean Wesley Smith calls this your critical voice. Some people call it your inner critic. Whatever you call this creature, it is evil, and you must not listen to it. There was a time when NaNoWriMo HQ would talk about the inner editor, and before NaNoWriMo started, they would recommend that you lock your inner editor in a cage somewhere, down in the basement perhaps, up in the attic, somewhere where the inner editor cannot reach your ear. Because that critter is damaging to your productivity. You're writing along. You're loving everything about your scene. And all of a sudden you hear, "That's not the word you want." Now, unless you live with someone that actually watches you as you write, there's not a real person telling you that. It's all in your mind. It's that voice that tries to stop you from doing what you love. It's that voice that tries to squash your dreams. Maybe it's the voice of a parent that's unsupportive. Maybe it's the voice of a sibling that is always jealous of you. Maybe it's the voice of a boss that would rather you slave your days away for them instead of doing anything for yourself on your time. Maybe it's the voice of a teacher that was particularly critical of everything you did. Whatever that voice sounds like, however that voice manifests itself, you must not listen to it. Yes, your first draft will be messy. And that's fine. Come December, when NaNoWriMo is over, or January, after you've had a chance to set your novel aside for a bit, let the inner editor come out and play. Let the editor say, "That sentence is wrong, that plot point is wrong, that character is not doing what that character used to do, and this entire sequence does not make any sense." Fine, but while you're writing your first draft, those points that that editor would make need to be locked in a box. Because you ain't got time for that. "I can't believe you're using 'very' in this sentence again." Remember what I said at the beginning? Let yourself use the word "very." Let yourself write the cliches. Do whatever it takes to do what Stephen King says and get your damn story on the page. That was Stephen King from On Writing, for the record. Great book. I recommend it. I don't have a lot of specific advice for how not to listen to this voice. Because this voice is sneaky. This voice starts out being your friend. "Oh yeah, that was a good turn of phrase right there. Oh, that's a great word. Are you sure that character should be doing that?" You see what happened there? Started off with the compliments, and then all of a sudden, don't even listen to the compliments. Don't listen to that voice at all. That voice is the enemy. That voice will stop you in your tracks. That voice might just convince you to quit, and we don't want that. However you need to do it, whatever works for you, make sure that that voice does not come out to play during November, because you don't have time to listen to that voice. You have a novel to write. If you're on track for the 50,000 words by the end of writing today, you should be at 31,667 words. You're doing great. If you're there, if you're ahead of it, wonderful. If you're not there yet, it's okay. If you need your butt kicked to get back on track, that episode is still coming. Don't you worry. And if you have something that you would like to add to the conversation, please feel free to leave a comment on the show notes page of this episode. You can find this podcast at darrenblake.net. The voices in your head can be a good thing. When they're talking to you and they're giving you great ideas and they're making your characters talk to each other and they're moving the action along, wonderful. But be careful, because one of the voices in your head is that critic. That critic must be silenced. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Theme music for this podcast is Raving Energy, Faster by Kevin MacLeod, used under a Creative Commons attribution license. Find this and other tracks at his website, incompetech.com.